are about to hear a life-changing message preached at the Qadesh Family Church in Memphis by the Reverend Kojo Orleans Lindsay. In this powerful Founders Day message, Reverend Lindsay preached on a very important topic, commitment. In Proverbs 28:20, it says, "A faithful man shall abound with blessings." Reverend Lindsay went over the four types of commitment and showed us just how to go from having a fair weather type of commitment to a marital type of commitment where our identity is wholly and fully established in Christ. So sit back, relax, and enjoy this powerful word.
Hallelujah. What a joy. David said, "I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord." Not just let us zoom in.
That's right.
All you zoomers, God bless you. But now I want to announce in a big way that church is open again. Put your hands together for Jesus. All you zoomers, give the Lord a clap. May that scripture come to pass in your life. Like I've warned those whom I've warned the shepherds that now the church is fully open. Now we're going to have the services in this sanctuary, celebration hall, mustard seed. There is no problem with space anymore. Clap for the Lord Jesus. That's your Zoom screen. In the name of Jesus, I convert it into a big television screen in celebration hall. And in the mustard seed, so that you will come and get blessed. David said, "I was glad when they said, let us go into the house of the Lord." May your heart be filled with gladness as you plan to be around next Sunday. Clap for the Lord. I'm speaking to you, Frisiah. Hallelujah. Amen. I miss some of the people. And then Psalm 65 and verse 4. Bible says, "Blessed is the man." I'm counting your blessings with you. I'm proclaiming your blessings upon your life. Blessed is the man and the woman and the girl and the boy whom the Lord chooses and causes to approach unto me. So the Lord may have chosen you that he may dwell in the courts, in God's courts. That he may dwell. That is what Corona has done, has taken that blessing of man being chosen, brought near, and to dwell in the house of the Lord. The Bible says, when you do that, you shall be satisfied with the goodness of his house, even of his holy temple. I'm enjoying that goodness, Brother Michael. I'm enjoying that goodness, Rashad. God is better than turkey legs. Hallelujah. So, ladies and gentlemen, I am announcing to you that next week, Sunday, is our massive return. Somebody say massive return. Yeah. It's not return to Egypt, but to the promised land, to the house of the Lord, to the courts of our God. Caden, come with your mama next week, God willing. Tell your mama she ought to be here. Clap for the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. Well, you better come early, and I believe that when you come, whatever it is, we'll make arrangement for you. We have big screens all over the place, but you'll be closer to the anointing, closer to your blessing. I can see your shirt is very nice. Hallelujah. Put your hands together for Jesus. Father, we bless your name. We thank you that those who come to Zion will be strengthened, according to Psalm 87. That they that come to Zion will be strengthened day by day. Let the strength of Zion come to everybody watching by Zoom. And I pray that even those who are not able to make it because of distance, whatever it is, let your anointing reach them. Let your anointing reach their homes. Convert every home into the courts of our God. Let your angels operate in that home that is being connected to this sanctuary. And let all the blessings reach each and every one. If you believe it, say amen. I see an angel visit you in a way you've never been visited before. In Jesus' name, please be seated in the presence of the Lord. Hallelujah. My goodness, I feel excited already. Hallelujah. I feel very excited. Those of you who can join us on this side, please. Those of you on this side, yeah. And let's fill up. Let's fill up. See, there's room at the cross. I told you, we are creating space. Okay. All COVID protocols are going to be observed. And you'll be blessed. Pastor Daniel, you can be here. Yeah. Hallelujah. Amen. Wonderful Jesus. Uncle George, you can join. Yeah. Beautiful. Well, ladies and gentlemen, today I have a special message for you. Special by the grace of God. Tell somebody special. Mm-hmm. All right. You're special and God will give you a special message. Hallelujah. Well, today I want us to share, you know, about a topic called commitment. Wow. Hallelujah. Oh, I thought you put your hands together for Jesus. Commitment. Commitment. In fact, I titled it, The Fight for Commitment. Commitment is a fight. It's a fight that we must all win. Fight for commitment. Fight. Don't joke, but fight. Hallelujah. Now, to be committed, what does it mean? To be committed. It means to be fully engaged. Yes, that's what. To be fully engaged, not partially engaged. You know, sometimes you are in school, you are not in school, you are in school a little, home a little, you study a little, you read books a little, you watch movies a little. You are not fully engaged. You are not committed. That's why your grades are the way they are. That's why the grades are the way they are. Yeah. All right? It also means to be dedicated. To be dedicated. You have a job. You got to be dedicated. All right? Not today you are there, tomorrow you are not there. Today you are late, tomorrow you are early. You are not dedicated. That's why you are not getting promoted. Commitment is blessed. It's a blessing. To be committed means to be engaged. It means to be dedicated to what you're doing. It means to be loyal, to be devoted, to be faithful. To have strong allegiance. I like that. I didn't know you could speak English. You know. Yeah. To be faithful, to be consistent. Let me tell you, ladies and gentlemen, you may not have noticed, but the people in this life that get blessed, I'm going to show you from the Bible. If you want blessing, it is not a matter of just standing there and thinking you're blessed. Can somebody be in the back of the camera so that when I move, you move with it? You know, can somebody do it? I mean, you're okay. Good. All right. Ah, you went to number. Okay, good, good, good. Clap for the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Listen, Proverbs chapter 28, verse number 20. Bible says that the faithful or dedicated or committed man shall abound with blessings. That word abound means you will overflow. That word abound means you will be full of blessings. Yeah, you will be full. You will abound. You will have abundance of blessings. Excess of blessings. Overflow of blessings. Saturation and super saturation with blessings. You will spill over with blessings. You know, the Bible says a faithful man or a committed man or a woman or a boy or a girl or a husband or a wife or a committed pastor will abound. A committed church member will abound with blessings. Most people who are in their homes that enjoy their marriage, most of them are not committed to the marriage. Most people that don't enjoy the school they are in, the problem is not the school. The problem is your attitude of commitment. It's true. True. Most people that don't enjoy church, there is nothing wrong. Church has only done good to people. The problem is not the church. The problem is your attitude. Yeah. When the Lord even showed the promised land to the Israelites, he showed them where they're going. They sent 12 spies. 12 spies. 12 spies. Two of them saw great things. The 10 said, this is not good. There are sons of Anak who are big in their eyes, and they even we were like grasshoppers, hoppers in their eyes, and even in our own eyes, we saw ourselves as grasshoppers. I mean, that is the wildest misconception, and it's usually people who are not committed have a lot of excuses and see a lot of bad things. Yeah, they have all the reasons why this is not a good school. They have all the reasons why this is not a good church. They are the ones who keep jumping from job to job. You never see anything good about any job. You never see anything good about any relationship. You never see anything good about anything. No, the problem, everything cannot be bad. Your attitude is terrible. The attitude that God is blessing you with today, from now on, things that seem to be a problem will become a blessing. Not because the thing will change, but you will change in Jesus' name. You'll become that man who is committed. A committed man, a dedicated man, a faithful man will abound, overflow with blessings. I have tested it. I've seen it. Listen, when I got committed, even you, the more committed you are to me, the more faithful you are to the church. It's true. The more committed I am to my wife, the more she loves me. Yeah. She's in Ghana. She can't wait to come back. As I say, she says she's coming. Oh, she's coming by the grace of God. Committed. I am committed to my job. They keep calling me. Now I don't even have time. I told them I won't work on Sundays. You know, they said I should work once a month. I said, no. Once a month, they want me to cover their call. I said, no, I'm changing it to once every other month because I need to be in church. They said, whatever I can give. It's commitment. A faithful man will abound with blessings. What blessing is it that you want? Don't look for the blessing. Look for the commitment. Many people look for the target. They don't want the road. They want the destination, not the road. Listen, the bridge to the blessing is commitment. You know, there's a scripture in Proverbs chapter 22. And if I let me finish this scripture, Proverbs chapter, not 22, but this scripture we just read, Proverbs chapter 28 and verse number 20. Let's finish it. It says that a faithful man will abound with blessing, but he that makes haste to be rich shall not be innocent. Do you know what it means? People try to cheat their way instead of committing their way to things. They cheat their way to the destination instead of being committed to the road to the destination. Yeah, shortcuts. You will not be innocent. You will have to do some bad things to achieve it. It's true. That's why people sleep with lecturers just such that they will get good scholarships and grades. You don't have to. The thing is commitment. If you are committed, they can chase you all you want. You can keep your virginity and keep your grades. That's if you are a virgin. Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, so number one, bountiful blessings come to the very committed. That's the first thing. Proverbs 28:20. Bountiful blessings come to those who are very committed. Amen. Yeah. Number two, promotion comes to those who are very committed. Promotion means upgrade. Your life, your upgrade, an upgraded marriage, an upgraded result, your upgrade in your scores, in your GPA. Upgrade even in your beauty, upgrade in your church, upgrade in your spirituality will come when you are committed. How do I know? Proverbs 22:29. The Bible says, seest thou a man who is diligent in his business? He shall not stand before mere men. He shall stand before kings and not just regular men. That's promotion. says you see somebody who's committed to his business, whatever your business is, whatever you are busy in, whatever you are busy as a shepherd, you are busy as a student, you are busy as a mother, as a spouse, as a worker, as an employee, you will not stand before regular men. You will not be regular floor member. You stand before kings. That means you'll be promoted, you'll be upgraded. You know, people who get scholarships to schools, they are not regular. It's not the average. You will not be with the average. Why do you want to be with the average? Get committed and see the difference. Get committed and see the difference. You will stand with kings. People who are committed to God, they stand with angels. Yeah. See somebody who is committed to his Christian life, committed to God, committed to spiritual things. They are the ones who get anointed. They are the ones who get the grace of God. They are the ones that angels seem to like them. Yeah. Stand before kings. They are closer to the throne. They are closer to the anointing. Commitment will move you from zooming to sitting in. Clap for the Lord Jesus. Yeah. Oh, you see. No, you guys who are on Zoom, you are not backsliding. No, I am not the one. I'm the one who has not given you the opportunity. So that's why I'm opening it up today. Yeah, I know that I've sent wrong signals. Oh, there are not enough spaces and all these things. And many of you have fears. Yeah. Listen, let me tell you something. This thing about Zoom, one of the things it has done, you watch yourself. If you look on the Zoom, out of, say, 100, or 100, whatever it is, you will see that about 25 are the ones who have even opened their video to watch here. Do you know why you have not opened? You have turned it off, many of us, because, you know, when you come to church and you are sitting, you are dedicated and committed to the Lord for maybe the 1 hour or 1.5 hours or 2 hours that we're here. It's a dedicated time. You are committed to the Lord. You are not distracted. You are not cooking. You are not wooing. You are not doing number one, number two, number three. You are not doing anything. I am all yours. That's called commitment. That is what the devil is trying to take away. Now, there is no committed time in the course of the week. The Bible says, remember the Sabbath and keep it holy. The devil wants to keep you uncommitted. You used to be somebody who would know scriptures, somebody who would pray a lot, somebody who will sing worship, somebody who will kneel down first and read your Bible. Now, you realize if even the Zoom has taken away our commitment. It's true. And therefore, that time that you used to sit in church, how beautiful it was. And you used to open your Bible and get everything that is being sent. You wrote notes. You got every word, every anointing, every blessing that the Lord sent. You were focused. You were just zoned in. But now, no longer. Even to turn on. Now we're even home. Just turn on the video and just watch. Say, no, I'll prefer to lie down. I'll prefer to be cooking. I'll prefer. Some have even, we turn it on and we just start doing other stuff. We do our, we turn our housework and chores are doing church. No. I'm telling you, it is the devil's way of taking away our commitment. I'm just revealing it to you so that you will understand. Because I've been there. Yeah, I've been there. It's not that you are a bad person. It's not that you are even backslidden. But the devil has managed to bring a distraction. The devil has managed to bring divided attention and lack of commitment so that you who are supposed to have the full blessing, you will have partial blessing. But you will, your lot will be for the full blessing in Jesus' name. Even if you remain, one of the decisions I made that I will, even if I remain on Zoom, and no, some of you, no matter what we say, you cannot come. No problem. But while you're on it, be committed to it. Committed. I'm going to turn it open so that I will know that people are watching. Even that one is in itself, I'm committed to being here till the service is over. You will abound with blessings. Clap for the Lord Jesus. Yeah. Number three, commitment is only real and only rewarded when it is sustained. Amen. Okay. Can you? Yeah. Commitment, thank you, is real. when you sustain it. You know, some people are committed today, they're committed, they are not committed tomorrow. You get the point? Yeah. It's okay, I have here. Some people are committed today. You see, Bible says in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 58. My dear beloved, be ye steadfast and movable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. For as much as you know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. All right? So therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, committed, unmovable, unshakable. Nothing can, you are steadfast in your commitment. Always, not sometimes, always abounding in the work of the Lord, in your faith, in your commitment. Because you know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. One of the things that will encourage commitment to whatever you're doing is to be aware, just be aware that commitment is never in vain. Never. Even if the other person is not responding, it's never in vain. I think there's a scripture in Hebrews chapter 4, verse 2, right? That says, 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 13. That says that God is not, even when we don't believe, he abideth faithful and he cannot deny himself. That's God. Even if you don't be committed, you don't believe, he will stay committed. He cannot deny himself. You know, get to a state where you are committed. You cannot change. This is how I am. Whether you like it or not, whether you insult me, I'll be committed to God. I'll be committed to the church. I'll be committed to you. Yeah. One of the things that has sustained my marriage is that decision. For better, for worse. So I'm just committed to it. Whether it is this way, whether my wife is angry or is not. I'm committed to my children, whether they are misbehaving. The prodigal son's father was committed. Whether the guy was taking his lot and spending with harlots or not. When the guy came back, he was thinking, you know, the way I changed, I used to be with my father all the days. And then when I grew up, I became funny. So he thought when he comes back, the father will be funny. When he came, the father was standing exactly where he left him. Actually looking at this time for him to come. Commitment has not changed. And he came and hugged him. The guy could not even finish apologizing. The father put the clothes on him, put the ring on him, put the shoes on him, killed the best calf, and started celebrating, merrymaking. Your party is waiting. The commitment of the Lord is not changed. The problem is you. God never changed. I said, God's commitment to you has never changed. The problem is, will you be committed? Will you reciprocate? Will you accept it? Many of us Christians, our commitment wanes. Mm-hmm. And finally, commitment is a fight. It's not a cruise. Commitment is a fight. 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 12. Bible says, fight the good fight of faith. Your faith is your commitment. Your faith shows, you know, when you're committed to something, that sign is that you believe in it. You believe. That is why you're committed to it. You believe. So fight the good fight of faith. Hold fast to eternal life. Whereunto thou art also called, and you have professed a good profession before many witnesses. It's a good thing to be committed. It's a good thing to be dedicated to a good cause. Bible says, be zealously affected in a good thing. Always, 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 zealously affected, always in a good thing. Hallelujah. So it's a battle, it's a fight. Hallelujah. Yeah. It's a battle, it's a fight. And I believe that you are winning the fight today in Jesus' name. That's why we call it the fight for commitment, not the party for commitment. Not the relaxation for commitment. The fight. It's a fight. It's a battle. Look, when I was in school, I had to battle. I had to fight between sleep and studying. Yeah. I had to fight between girls and my books. Yeah. Which one was I going to be committed to? Because, I mean, this handsome dude, too, the girls were there, you know, by the grace of God. Sion, why are you looking as if it's not true? When you see handsome girl guys, don't you like them? Hey, there were girls who liked me too. Yeah. But I had to tell myself, I prefer the books to girls. And I had to tell myself, look, if I remain committed and stay committed for a long time, and I stay with my books, I will have enough of what it takes, and later I'll find a nice girl. And true, it's I found a nice girl. You know that my girl is nice. Clap for the Lord Jesus. Yeah. My father once told me that once you do the right thing and commit yourself to the right things at the right time, whatever you want, you can get later. Yeah. Amen. So ladies and gentlemen, you know, I mean, let's all begin to understand that commitment, it comes first. Now, let me tell you something. I've talked enough about commitment to other things. Let's talk about commitment to God. Let's talk about commitment to the faith. Let's talk about commitment to the way of the Lord. Let's talk about commitment to the church. Why am I talking about that first? Because even this teaching is coming to you because of a certain commitment to God. Because the Bible says in Matthew 6, verse number 33, wherefore seek ye first, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added. Why am I using this scripture? Because the verses that come before, if you go, people were looking for things, looking for treasures, looking for glamorous things. The Bible says, after all these things do the Gentiles seek. For your heavenly Father knows exactly what you have need of that you have need of all these things. You have need of good grades, of scholarships. You have need of financial breakthrough, of jobs, of good health. God knows it. God knows it. In fact, even what I've just shared about commitment, some people, because of that, your grades will be upgraded. God has already got the answers already. Let me explain to you. It's true. It's true. When talking about grace, when it took a certain commitment to God for Daniel to upgrade in his grades. It's true. I'm talking about being committed to God. Most Christians, let me not say most, many Christians are not committed to God. They are superficial. Many Christians are not committed to the church. They are just peripheral. Many Christians, what God is committed to, you are not committed to. Therefore, that scripture, seek first the kingdom of God, and God that you are seeking will provide all these things. Doesn't seem to come to you. Before I show you the different kinds, I'm going to show you today four different kinds of commitment, and you should get the best out of the four. But before that, let me just whet your appetite for what comes to people when they show commitment. Daniel, not Pastor Daniel here, but you know, like that. You see how they're committed. Yeah. Daniel in the Bible, Daniel 1:7. The Bible says, this Daniel, he purposed in his heart. He decided, I'm going to be committed. He purposed in his heart never to defile himself. Is it Daniel 1:7 or Daniel 1:10? Never to defile himself with the things sacrificed to idols. Daniel 1, bring it up. 1. Yeah, single digit. Yeah, 1:10, right? 1:7. Okay. Yeah, 1:8. Good, thank you. But Daniel purposed in his heart that he will not defile himself with a portion of the king's meat because he was committed to idols. He wanted to be committed to God. He said, God, I'm not going to take your table of bread and take the table of idols, table of devils. He said, at the road to your greatest elevation. Number one is commitment. This is your bridge to every great thing. Commitment to God. You know, if you are not committed to God, you can't easily be committed to other people or to other things, to your boss. Daniel purposed to be committed to God. And look at what happened from verse 8. Then go to verse 17. He was a student. He had been brought by among the Hebrew people who had been brought in there. They said, bring people that we can train to become the astrologers and the scientists of our time. And bring them, select some of them, and let's test them. Let's first train them in a school of astrology and science. And then after that, we'll test them. That's somebody who wants academic laurels. Somebody who is going for an interview. He set my face and I'm committed to God. Then, verse 17, look at what God did. When he decided to be committed, Bible says in verse 17, and these four boys, he was there with Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Yeah. And these four children, God gave them, number one, knowledge. You will have knowledge. You will have knowledge. You will know how. Number two, skill in all learning, not all forms of learning. That means that you have an ability to learn any trade, any skill. I mean, that versatility comes from the Lord. Yeah. It came from a purposing in the heart to be committed. And he said, I'll give you knowledge, skill in all learning, and wisdom, correct application of the knowledge. All forms of learning will come to you. Anything you learn will work in Jesus' name. And Daniel even had understanding in all visions and dreams. Now, then after this, when God gives, the first one is commitment. The second is equipping. God will equip you with what it takes. And finally, is upgrade. Then verse 20, the Bible says, if every and all in all matters of wisdom and understanding that the king tested them or inquired of them, he found these guys 10 times better than all the magicians and astrologers that were in his realm. That shall be your story in Jesus' name. Yeah. Commitment to God will set you up to be far better than your colleagues, your contemporaries. When I look at myself and my background, where I came from, today, as I speak, even yesterday, I was not on call. Some of the specialists were calling me to find out how to do their specialist work by the grace of God. It's been a while since I looked into a book of specialization. But skill in learning, knowledge, wisdom, God gives all these things. First, be committed to him, period. Clap for the Lord Jesus. People will be asking you, how do you get your marriage so good? How come you are such a godly child? How come your parents just like you like that? How come that you seem to have favor all around you? Get committed to God. All these things shall be added. Clap for the Lord Jesus. So, based on this background, in the last few minutes, let me share with you the four main types of commitment. Four main types. Someone say four main types. Amen. Now, before I share with you that, I want to tell you that the church is made up of people of many different kinds of commitment, many different levels, many different grades of commitment. Different. How do I know? Because it's a mark of a great house, and the church is a great house. 2 Timothy chapter 2, from verse 20. Bible says, in a great house, they are not only vessels of gold and of silver, but also of wood and of earth. Some to honor and some to dishonor. Some people are funny. I mean, Christians, let's be real. Even some of us who are right here, some our Christianity is dishonorable. But it's not you in Jesus' name. Or if it is you, it will never be the case again. You will be a vessel unto honor. Your commitment will not be the watery type. God says they are all different shades. I'm saying that so that you don't say, me, I'm not that type. And also for you to realize, even if you are the type of person who is not committed, you will have hope that things will be well in Jesus' name. Yeah. God defines who we are. He said in a great house, there are vessels sometimes unto honor, sometimes unto dishonor. But the verse 21 and 22 are the ones that I like. It said, Bible, if a man will purge himself. Now, today is purging time. Today is stripping ourselves of the evils of a lack of commitment. If a man will purge himself of these, he shall become a vessel unto honor. You will be sanctified. Sanctified means you'll be set apart. You'll be different. You'll be unique. You'll be totally transformed and meet or appropriate for the master's use. And now prepared, like Daniel prepared his heart, prepared unto every good work. Clap for the Lord Jesus. Oh, wow. Every good work. Prepared for every good work. I don't know what kind of academic, marital, financial, employment related, ministry, pastoring, shepherding, childing. Yeah, that's becoming a child. Studying. Every good work. Look, the kind of grace that God comes with for those who purge themselves, it prepares you for every kind of good work. It's just like the saying that it says that all these things shall be added. But you see, many people don't have the faith to apply these principles like Daniel did. Daniel was a refugee in another country. He applied the principles even to the point of being hungry. So fasting, prayers, holiness, Bible study, all these things. He said, look, I'm going to be committed to God. I am telling you, this guy became prime minister. He grew under many regimes. Yeah. And he used his skill in learning, knowledge to serve President Trump, President Obama, and now President Biden. After Biden, is it going to be Trump again? No? Or yes? I don't know. Whatever. Whoever. But he stayed. He liked, favor came. Commitment will get you that. You will never be fired. They will rather different regimes, different people. We can come and serve with us because we need you. They will retain you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. So what are the four different types? From the worst to the best. Do you want the best first or the worst first? How many want the worst first? Okay. How many want the best first? Only you. Well, they said the worst first, so let's go for the worst first. The worst type of commitment, the most watered down type, is called the fair weather commitment. Hey! Fair weather commitment. Now, when we say fair weather, these people, their commitment is only when the weather is fair, it's good, it's summer. When there is no rain, summer. These are the people that say that, well, I'll come and visit you if it doesn't rain. That's the kind of commitment. They are only committed when the weather is fair. Yeah. They are only committed when things are working nicely. They're only on payday. Yeah. And when it is convenient for me, when things are working, you see, these people cannot say for better, for worse. They only for better. In fact, for better, for best. For better, for best. And there are people like that. These are people that when things are working, they're attached to you like super glue. When things are not working, oh, you don't find them anywhere. Yeah. These are the people where it's only when, unless COVID is eradicated completely, you'll never find them around. They'll never risk anything. Yeah. Yeah. This consists of those who are committed when things are going well. Bible says in Proverbs 19:4, this scripture says, wealth makes many friends, but the poor is separated even from his own neighbor. Yeah. Wealth makes many friends. When you are wealthy, when things are working for you, you see the people. Never test your friends at the time that you don't need them. Never have a test of people's commitment when things are okay. It's useless. Even animals, even dogs, when you pat them, that's when they like you. When you bring food, they'll come. Yeah. Never use that. Your real test of friendship of people is when things are not going well. Yeah. So, for example, when it is convenient that nobody is working, on Sundays, nobody works, most people don't work, and people come to church. That is fair weather Christianity. Because you don't have anything to do. You have the convenient time. But you want committed people. Look at the people that go for the Wasenta meetings. Look at the people that go for the prayer meetings. Look at the people that go for outreaches. Look at the people who go when these things are not convenient. They are the ones who are committed to God. Not fair weather. I see you transforming from fair weather in the name of Jesus. But you are better. Those who come for Sundays are even great. They are great. Why do I say so? Because even Sundays, it takes something. You are faced with sleep or going to church, and you choose going to church. You are committed. I like you. Clap for the Lord Jesus. Even that one is a level of commitment. You can move forward, but it's a start. It's a foundation. Wealth makes many friends. Church-related advantage. Everything going well. The church has nice people. When people smile at you, when you come and you meet your friends, that's fair weather. That's fair weather. When the pastor is preaching nice messages that seem to apply to you, that's fair weather. When miracles are coming, that's fair weather. When somebody leads you in the church to get you a new job, great, this is a good church. Your commitment is only based on nice things. Even in the marriage, it's only when your wife is smiling and when your wife is cooking, when your wife has a job, that you like her. That's fair weather. One person whose wife, wife became paralyzed shortly after they got married. The person said, my goodness. They said, for better, for worse. This worse has come too quickly. I had the better for just too short. Honeymoon is not over. My wife is paralyzed. And it wasn't easy. But this man stuck around for a long time. Until the wife came on the feet again. Today they are springing like kangaroos. Clap for the Lord Jesus. Commitment. It is when people like the programs. They like the messages that are being preached. They like miracle services. They like, it's a nice pastor like me. Or nice pastor like lady pastor. But when I come and I'm, man. Well, then you ask, when is lady pastor coming? When lady pastor comes, I'll come. Well, for information, she's coming by the grace of God. Hallelujah. So come. Oh, yeah. Getting jobs, getting clients. Hallelujah. Yeah. Peter was fair weather, but John was not. Peter, when everything was okay, you could be found. But when they took Jesus, he was nowhere to be found. He was nowhere. When Jesus was around and protecting them, he was okay. But when Jesus went, he told the disciples, well, no more soul winning. I go a fishing. That's fair weather. Are you fair weather? Are you fair weather? I will see you if it doesn't rain. When the spouse has money, is strong, is good looking, is tight. Sex pack. Then it's okay. Fair weather. Fair weather. Good job. People start nicely. When things change, then they change. When the wife has had one child, two children, and now stomach is not only in front, it's on the side, it's on the back, it's everywhere. Then where are you? Where are you? When the stomachs multiply. That is why big churches grow bigger faster. Because once the church is big, there are so many nice people. You can relate with people. They have so many equipment, instrumentalists, song is fine. The choir is big. One person told me, let your church grow a little bit and I'll come and sing for you. Yeah. Fair weather. Fair weather. Fair weather. These are weather-related commitments, people. Their commitment depends on the weather. Yeah. There is no heart. They are winter frozen. Their hearts freeze during winter. And they melt into life when summer comes. Yeah. Fair weather. Well, I'll come when I don't have any job. Well, I'll come when there's no job. I'm waiting, but you know, if I wake up and I feel sleepy, I won't come. If I wake up and they call me for overtime, I won't come. I won't come. The fair weather people, they are trying to tell you that your situation or who you are is much less. You are the last on my list of priorities. And so when everything is working and I don't have any, we'll see you. Ladies and gentlemen, don't treat God that way. Some of us, only when things are working, do we worship God. When you see people lift their hands, they have had a breakthrough. They've had a breakthrough. But what of the day that you don't feel like it? The day they fired you, what will happen to your commitment to God? That's the Christianity we've had these days. Watered down Christianity. Feed me to the point where even when you come, you don't like a church that they say, open your Bible to. They have to open the Bible for you, bring it digitally for you. They have to sit you in your house. We have to come and preach to you in your house like you are zooming in now. Then that's a good church. But if you have to make a move, look, let me tell you what COVID has done. Currently, we have been trained so much to sit in our homes for church. If right now they said, everybody, no mask, no social distancing, you'd be surprised how many people would say, no, I would like to be at home. That tells you what kind of commitment you have towards God. Don't be surprised when people are being blessed. You will be blessed too because of you are great in commitment. Yeah. I believe that people in this church are very committed to God. Yeah, I believe it. If you like, you watch. Next week, you see how the place will be full. Clap for the Lord Jesus. I believe it strongly. Why do I say that? Because I saw the kind of commitment you had before COVID. And many people have been asking me, Pastor, when? Pastor, when? Pastor, when? CDC has answered your question just this week. Clap for the Lord Jesus. Amen. Commitment. Fair weather. Number two is situational friendship commitment. Situational. Depends on the situation. Number two type, first commitment is fair weather. The weather is fair. If it doesn't rain, I'll visit you. Yeah. If you find a job, I'll marry you. If you get a green card, then I'll consider you. Let me test you. If you can get pregnant, then we can get married. Let me wear you and see whether you fit right, then I'll marry you. You made yourself a Macy's uniform. You made yourself a car in Toyota. Test drive. Let me see your speed, your latitude, your extent. Do you have leather seats? Do you have good shock absorbers? Situational friendship commitment. The third one is non-situational friendship commitment. The third one is non-situational friendship commitment. Write it down. Situational friendship commitment. And the third one is non-situational friendship commitment. Now, the situational friendship commitment is friends who are committed to each other to some extent, you know, but it depends. There are two levels. The first type has their friends who, because of the situation, when the situation permits. For example, if you have friends who are in school, while you are in school, they are very, very, very committed. It's because of the situation. We are in school. But when you leave school, they don't know you anymore. It's true. It's true. There are people like that. There are people like that. When they travel, they don't call you anymore. That's situational. There are people who are in this church only because it's close by. It's near their house. They only go to the church that is closest, not because they are committed to God, because it's convenient. Their situation makes it convenient to go to that church. For example, next year we may not be here. We will have a cathedral by the grace of God. It may not be close to your house. Will you still come? Yeah. For example, you get a job, you get promotion. We see testimonies. That's when you pay your tithes. But immediately you lose a job or you get demoted. Even you didn't lose your job. You just got a job that didn't pay that much. You say, hey, God. Your tithe is what you took when you brought down my pay. Yeah, you've taken your tithe already. That's why my salary is low. You carry on your tithe until we go back. Situational. Situational. You meet a man who is a Christian, but you find out that the person is not a citizen of the country. I say, hey, you don't have a citizen. I'll marry you. That is a situation. The situation is the green card, not the person. Situational friendship. Your friendship is based on the person's situation or circumstance. Yeah. You are buying citizenship. You are not marrying. You are marrying a green card. Yeah. And God suffers that a lot. Look, there are people, when their situations change, their relationship with God changes. Yeah. I had lost my job. Should I have stopped pastoring you? If I did stop, I would be called a situational friendship commitment to God. Or I am only situationally committed to the church because things are going well. Then when when my wife quarrels with me, then I decide not to preach. I'm not committed until then things are working. One of the commonest things that I hear, why didn't you come to church? I'm going through some things. Nonsense. Who doesn't go through some things? The things you're going, some things mean there are other things that other people are also going through. Do you know what I'm going through, that I'm here? Do you know what it has taken for me to be here? You're going through some things? Really? So there are some people that if the lecturer, if they don't like the lecturer, then they abandon that particular class. They'll drop the class. Yeah. No. You have to have fortitude. You have to have endurance. Commitment requires fortitude. Commitment requires endurance. Commitment requires changing your heart to accommodate it. You have to have a big heart. It's not about your situation. That is the reason we say for better, for worse. It requires sacrifice. Christianity requires sacrifice. Look, you have to be. There are days that I wake up and I haven't slept well. I'm still on my knees to pray. Because it doesn't depend on how I feel. It depends on the fact that I'm committed to God. Lord, I will come to you daily. I will read your Bible daily. I will pray to you daily. I will worship you daily. Yeah. David said in Psalm 27 verse 4, one thing have I desired of the Lord, that will I also seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life. Not on my happy days. Not on my mood. Just when I'm moody, I can't come. Yeah. Some people, when they are pregnant, that's it. You will never see them in church. Yeah. Some people, when they are looking for husbands, you see them. Once they get a husband, that's it. You will let them have a child once. Or let them become pregnant. They say, I see green whenever things are red. I see green. I don't like green. Makes me throw up. Situational friendship comment. God is suffering. Eh? Sometimes I look. I said, God, really, people are not nice to you at all. Sometimes when I call to people and they give me the reason why they are not in church, I say, you, if God treats you the same way, you will never have anything because God also has moods. Yeah. There are sometimes God is very angry. Bible says God's wrath. If you will, who will stand? If you will. If you mark iniquity, oh God, who will stand? God, if he had looked, the way he killed his own son, if he had brought the killing to you, you would have been massacred. But he let his son die. He turned his face. God knows how to turn his face away from you. He turned his face away from the cross. He said, no. Although it was his own son. But he did it for you. He did it for me. He did it. Then when the weather was not fair, when the situation was not good, he still did it. Bible says in Romans 5:8, God demonstrated his love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. You should never change because of changing circumstances. Your commitments must remain steadfast, unmovable, always abounding. I've told myself purpose in my heart. Lord, yeah, purpose in my heart. No matter what happens. Yeah. No matter. Come what may. My situation with you will stand. Hallelujah. Non-situational. Jacob was a situational type of person for a while. Jacob 28 verse 20. Genesis 28 verse 20. Jacob was going and God gave him. He was running away from Esau. He got to a place. He lied down and he got a dream. Angels moving up and down, and God was up there. And then he told himself, wow, God is in this place, and I did not even know it. Then when he was about to leave, he made a pledge. That pledge looked powerful, but it also has a vacuum there. It shows the kind of commitment Jacob had, but it changed. It changed later. That he says, and this stone which I have set for you shall be the Lord's house. And of all that the Lord shall give me, I will surely give the Lord a tenth. He said, Lord, if you give me everything you give me, I'll give a tenth. Then go on. Verse 23, please. Oh, no, from verse 20. I told you to go to from verse 20 down. And Jacob vowed a vow. Watch this. It was conditional. He said, if God will be with me, if. Anybody who tells you if the church is close by, if only they will keep the time short. If you only preach for 30 minutes, then I'll come. Bring the scripture on. If, that word if is a conditional friendship. I'll come if it doesn't rain. If God will be with me, and if he keeps me in the way that I go, that if he gives me bread to eat and give, put clothes on me, then, watch this, verse 21. Verse 20. So that I come again to my father's house in peace, then will the Lord be my God. Only then. Lord, if you don't give me food, you'll never be my God. Yeah, I'll backslide. You see how backsliding is. I know how to backslide. Okay, God, I'm warning you. It's almost like a threat to God. Yeah, some of our behavior is a threat. Yeah, you are not even afraid to threaten God. God, if you go this thing. Hey, listen, be consistent. Treat God like the way you would like to be treated, even when your situation is not good. Do you want to be kicked out of school just because you failed one exam or two exams? Wow. Amen. But contrast this to Job. That is a non-situational friendship commitment. It doesn't matter what happens. Job, he said, my situation is not changing for the good, but I'll remain good to you, Lord. He said. Job 13, 15 and 16. Say, yea, though he slay me. Job chapter 13, verse 15 and 16. Though he slay me, yet will I trust him. Though God slays me, even if it comes to the point where, God, you are killing me softly with this joblessness, yet will I trust him. But I will maintain my ways before him. Clap for the Lord Jesus. I will maintain my ways. Job had lost everything. Spouse, everything. He said, the wife even said, curse God and die. Children, businesses. He said, wow, the only thing I have is my life. Even if it takes my life as well, I will still trust him and I will maintain my ways towards him. Clap for Job. Clap for Job. Clap for Job. Non-situational friendship commitment. Yeah, he said, Lord, my wife is the only person who is alive. Children are gone. And he's threatening me, I would rather lose my wife than lose you. And he told the wife, you silly girl, you are speaking like those foolish women. Get out of my sight. And he lost his only living relative, wife, for the Lord. Can you do that? That kind of commitment is what brings restoration. And Bible says God gave Job 2 times what he had before. And he gave everything. He maintained his spirituality. Now he even added the gift of healing. He prayed for all his friends for healing. And God gave him 2 times. Job chapter 42, verse 10. God will turn your things around. Some of us, the devil is forcing us to become situational, fair weather Christians. Get your Bible again. Get your prayer book again. Join the prayer time at 5 a.m. again. Join the outreaches again. Join the Wasenta meetings on Wednesdays, 7 p.m. again. Become holy again. Drop that foolish boy who is always in between you. Drop for this. God will give you a husband. God will give you a husband, not a squeezer, not a whatever. God will give you a husband. God will give you a wife. Be committed. Hallelujah. Job said, but I like what Job 27 verse 6 says, my righteousness I will hold fast and I will never let go. My righteousness I will hold fast and I will not let it go. My heart shall not reproach me so long as I live. Let that be your commitment to God. When you learn to be committed to God, you'll be committed to other people. People who are committed to God, they are committed to people. Because God is love. If you have the love of God will constrain you. You know, when you love God, you can't easily cheat your wife. When you love God, you can't easily steal. When you love, because the eyes of the lover is everywhere. Bible says of David, I found a man after my heart who will do all that is my will. That was David. And finally, my brothers and sisters. So fair weather commitment Situational friendship commitment. Non-situational friendship commitment. Is that not so? Uh-huh. You know, look, this non-situational friendship, there's a time. Pastor Daniel, who is here, he's been with us from the day we started, the time we started the church. Yeah. One day he came, I think we had a little trouble. Somebody was misbehaving. And so there was trouble in the church. Almost a physical fight. Yeah. So I saw he had picked his Bible or something. So I don't know how we got into that conversation, but I said, so what's your feeling? So, Pastor, as for this thing that happened, it's just not a good day. It's that the problem that was in the church, that problem, the fighting, it was fighting among leaders and among all kinds of things, including me, myself. So I was wondering what his allegiance was going to be. He said, oh, Pastor, it's just a bad day for the church. I'm going next week. I'm coming with my Bible. The day will change, but I am not changing. He said, I'm going to still be around. And these things that I've had, because I've seen that you got angry, you got there, no problem. It's just a bad day, not a bad pastor. And that day, my heart went out to him. God bless you, Pastor Daniel. That is a non-situational who is able to forgive. Your wife is able to insult you and you can say, today is a bad day. One day I told my wife, you will never allow me to think you're a bad person. You know, because when we are sometimes discussing, we can go high tones. So I decided to describe it that we are not quarreling. We are just discussing in high tones. From that day, I said, that's it. Clap for the Lord Jesus. Yeah. And one person said to me, your wife is very, the talk's very loud. I said, no, he doesn't talk loud. She's just passionate with the things she says. Clap for the Lord Jesus. So I'm not worried about this thing you think she talks. For me, it is passion. To me, it is just a passion. She's very passionate about the things that she says. That's why we are there together. I am coming back. Tell the Lord, today is a bad day, but I'm coming back tomorrow. Today, it doesn't look good, but no matter what, I'll do it. And finally, marital commitment. Final. This is the kind of commitment everybody must have. Marital. Marital commitment is when you consider yourself, I am married to God. And I know God hates divorce. Why? Because in marriage, we say, till death do us part. That's when you tell yourself that until I die, like Job said, even if you slay me, I'll still be. That's marital commitment. I'm in this for life. Yeah. I told my wife one day, I'm not going anywhere. You can go, but I'm not going anywhere. Yeah. And she told me, who says I'm going anywhere? You think it's the only one? Me too, I'm vowing. Yeah. When I was young, we used to have a lot of quarrels. She told me this one day, I said, hey, this is a girl who's a good Christian. I should learn their Christianity. So another time when things were not good, I said also, look, you remember what you told me? I am going nowhere. Have no fear. Say all that you can. I'm going to still be here. Marital. Till death do us part. One time, there was a guy who was, suddenly we on our church in Ghana, there were some steps that were broken, you know. And then this guy brought contractors and paid for new stairs and new stage, new thing from outside when they are climbing down. There are several steps. They were broken. He fixed everything. It's very expensive. And then somebody says, why are you doing this? He said, Pastor, he's a young person who is about maybe 30-something. He said, well, full of life, full of days ahead. He said, why are you doing this? Said, oh, I'm doing this so that, because this church, I'm in for life. So that the day I die, when the pallbearers are carrying me, they won't fall. Clap for the Lord Jesus. Marital commitment. He said, I'm even preparing for the pallbearers where they will walk. That is something. If God gives 70 years, this guy is saying, I'm in this for more than 40 years. Till death do us part. That's marital commitment. Wouldn't you like such a person to be married to you? God is also looking for such a Christian, that my Christianity doesn't matter what people say. It doesn't matter what I go through. I'm married to you, Lord. God is bold enough to call the church his bride. He's that committed that the church is my bride. The church is my, Ephesians chapter 5 says, the church is my bride. Why can't we say God is our husband? His husband. Be married to God till death do us part. I've told my Lord, myself, that this Christianity is for life. I told God, never cause me to backslide. Please help me. The day you see I'm backsliding, please take me. Take me. Take me. Take me. Take me before I backslide. Take me before I backslide. Because it's too dangerous to go and languish in hellfire. Please help me. This is marital commitment. I'm married to you. That means that you are contractually bound. That means even your identity is different. You are called, my wife is no longer Miss Henrietta. You don't even know her maiden name. But that's not her original name. When she got married to me, her identity changed. Her passport changed. Her name changed. Her identity, even where she lives, her movements changed. Marital. May you be called Mr. Christ. May you be called Mrs. Christ. Mr. God, Mrs. God, Mr. Lighthouse, Mrs. QFC for life. When that is your status, that's when people open up and can trust you with every secret. Even including my checks. Now she can sign my check. Some of you, God is about to allow you to sign checks that otherwise you would not, because of your marital commitment to him. Some of you, God will expose things that he would not expose to other people. Revelation that you will not otherwise have had just because of the decision you are making today. For his church, I am committed to this church. COVID or no COVID, no matter what happens, no matter the preaching that comes, no matter what I hear, no matter the accusations leveled against this church, hey, we are all not perfect, man. I can't guarantee that you won't hear bad things about this church. I can't guarantee that I won't preach a message that will get you angry. But one thing I can guarantee, that I'll be sincere with my heart. Yeah, sincerely wrong sometimes. Give me a chance. Give the church a chance. But more importantly, give God a chance. It's even a mouthful how you dare give God a chance. Who are you? May God give you a chance, rather. May God give you a chance, rather. May you be maritally committed. May you be Mr. God. Mr. Jesus was committed. Mary was committed to the cross until Jesus was packed off. She was there. Even after packing off, she was still going. That's marital commitment. Marital commitment. Mary and Martha. Jesus told Martha, you are cumbered with many things. But Mary has chosen that good thing, which will never be taken away from her. What was Mary doing? Mary was at the feet of Jesus, listening to Jesus preach. May you be committed to the word of God. May you be committed to the church of God. May you be committed to prayer. May you be committed to worship. May you be committed to fellowship. May you be committed, not just fair weather, a Sunday type Christian, but not just non-situational, because things are proximal, things are good, situated, circumstances are good, but non-situational, but better still, non-situational, you are not contracted, but maritally you are contracted. It's till death. Till death. May you never backslide. May God see you as forever. May God invest in you and know that I'm investing in the right person. That this investment is not temporary. May God invest his anointing in you. May God invest his gift in you. May God invest his blessing upon your life. May God invest his good jobs to you, because he knows that this, he will share his tithe with me. His tithe will be mine. When I need a television, he will buy for the church. Can the church trust you? Can you be committed to the Lord? This message will transform somebody. This message will take the demon from somebody's life. This message will open a door that the devil has strategically caused you to shut. Put your hands together, rise to your feet. Hallelujah. Put your hand on your heart. Something powerful is happening to you. Something great. Something supernatural. You are being transformed. You are being metamorphosized. You are being given a new identity, a new name, a new location in the realms of the spirit. A new level of commitment. You know, one time, every morning I knelt down in the same place at the same time for the same period of time. And then one day, that commitment, I saw the presence of God in the form of a cloud. Cloud. I will never forget it. I thought my eyes were playing tricks, so I looked back. But when I look at my seat, it was there. The presence of God comes to people who are committed consistently with what they do. May you be committed to this church. May you be committed to God's presence. May you be committed to the word. May you be committed to prayer. May you be committed to the presence of God. May you be committed to being a believer. Please pray this prayer for me, with me. If you want to give your life to Christ, you want to be dedicated to God, you want to be loyal to God, you want to change from fair weather, from situational friendship commitment to marital, pray this prayer with me. Say, Almighty Father,
I'm tired
of a lack of commitment.
Today I'm
committed to you.
I've made a decision.
It's a final decision.
It's a final decision.
To walk with you.
To walk with
to
you.
Stick with you.
To stick with you.
My identity is yours.
My identity is yours.
I take on your name.
I take on your name.
I take on your identity.
I take on your identity.
I take on this friendship.
I take on this friendship.
This contract with you.
This contract
for life.
For life.
Help me, Jesus.
Help me.
Because I believe.
Jesus is the Christ.
The Son of the Living God.
The Son of the Living God.
He died for me.
God raised him.
From the dead.
By this faith.
I am born again.
Forever.
Never to backslide.
I want to stick with you.
Please write my name.
And
sign a contract with me.
In the book of life,
and fill me with your own sweet spirit. In Jesus Christ's mighty name.
Amen.
Put your hands together for Jesus.
Wow. Weren't you blessed by that anointed word of God? Come join our services this and every Sunday at 11 a.m. Central Standard Time on Zoom at meeting ID 934-809-4313 or in person at 5796 Shelby Oaks Drive, Memphis, Tennessee. Be blessed.